Blessed be the name of the Lord. So how do you keep this thing on fire? On fire, we see a perfect example in the lampstand that was in the temple. The lampstand. I don't know how many of you have seen the lampstand. It has a major trunk. It's a lampstand. The lampstand in the temple. It has, you know, a trunk with a base. When you look at it, it's like a tree that grows. God himself gave that pattern to Moses in Exodus. And then seven stands like that, branches. Seven of them, three to the right, three to the left, seven of them with a trunk down. Praise the Lord. The lamp stands. Now, Aaron and his children had the responsibility as part of their duty to ensure that there was oil in that trunk. There was oil in the trunk. Those seven lamps there, every day they must be burning. It gave light to the temple. And so day and night, it must be burning with light. But they receive the light, receive their strength from the oil that comes from the trunk. Amen. So now there was a responsibility for Aaron and his sons to make sure that those lamps there, the candle stands there, that there must be light burning there. There's the light there that, you know, gave light to the temple. It was part of the design for the temple, the materials for the temple. Each of them. And that is a type of the church. The seven church ages. Each one that represented each of the ages. And the one significant thing about it is that in his commissioning, the light is not put on the seven of them at the same time. Aaron, when they started it, you were to go to the first lampstand and then light it. Then automatically the next one will receive it. The next one will receive the fire again. The next one will receive the fire until the seventh church age. The seventh church age. But it's the same fire that started in the beginning that ends again in the same revival. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the seventh church age. And that light is dependent on the oil from the trunk. And so we now understand what Jesus Christ meant in John chapter 15. Let's read it. In John chapter 15, this is the way the Lord Jesus Christ put it from verse 1. Amen. Up to verse 6, 7, even verse 7. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth no fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. See my emphasis, verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And see the joy of abiding in him is verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Therefore, our source of life is remaining where we receive the oil. It's abiding in Christ, the vine, the trunk, from where life goes up. If you cut off from the vine, through any way you live your life anyhow, amen, you become useless. So many of us look at how we were when we started our Christian faith, including me, myself. And let me tell you how it works. When you receive Christ afresh, you receive that revival fire, it comes easy. But when you lose that grace, to get it back is always tough. It's always tough. I'm saying this so that somebody here that you have now received restoration, guide it jealously. Don't lose it again. Because count your losses. Look at the frustration you went through because you neglected that gift. Look at the frustrations that you went through because of your attitude towards that gift that God gave you. Is it not you? Before anything happened, you will know. But your mama died. Did you know? They were coming to sack you for your work. Did you see it? But before anything around, you will see. If you are working with a bad friend, you will see. But see, for long you were working with a mami water agent. You didn't even know anything because you were spiritually dead. Your attention was more on how to get money, more on how to get education, more on struggling for some other achievements. And then you made that gift secondary when it should actually be primary. You see? Quench not the spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you steer up the spirit by regularly feeding yourself with the word of God. Regularly. The Lord Jesus Christ said, the words that I speak, he said, they are spirit and they are life. Do you know that the ability to stop committing sin is not fasting? It's not fasting. The Bible says, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. It says, he that is born of God does not commit sin. Because God's seed abided in him, therefore he cannot commit sin. And we are born again by the incorruptible seed of the word of God. If it is through the word of God you got born again, that word keeps you from sin. So you cannot live a life of sin. You enter, you stand up immediately and wash yourself with the water of the word. The Bible is described as a mirror. It's a mirror that you read it and then you know your estate. You see the spots in your garment of righteousness. It is through the word. Therefore, make reading the word. Oh, I didn't go to school, I cannot read. Yes, you have ears and you can hear. Therefore, go and get even Bible now. There is audio Bible. You waste so much time on social network. I'm telling you, there are so many other benefits of that internet. Of that smartphone you have. Bible now, there is audio Bible. And you can put your headphones and then, you know, hear somebody reading it out for you. And you should be able to pick your Bible and underline certain places. Praise the Lord. And then, the Bible is not to be crammed in your head. The Bible is to be absorbed in your heart. Cramming is for an examination. Because most people who quote the Bible, watch their lives. If that word does not enter your heart, it has not benefited you nothing. It's just an academic exercise. Matthew 3:13. Just like we teach the children. Yes, we teach them so that they will, get used and know the importance of the Bible. But when we grow, it lifts your head to your heart. That is the only time that this word of God can keep you on fire. I am telling you that one that is loaded with the word of God, Satan cannot shift you anyhow. They are weapons. The word of God, they are weapons against the enemy. I keep saying these things because we came in here with hangover. Some your former church told you that you should live a life of fasting and fasting and fasting and fasting and fasting and fasting and fasting. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, do you notice that after Jesus Christ fasted 40 days, 40 nights, one would have expected that when he jumped Satan, he would have exercised his gift. I speak you out of existence now. I bind you, Satan. What did he use to fight Satan? Oh! Hey! Can't you learn something? It is written. It is written. And why he said you should study is because Satan can also counterquote. Did God say you cannot eat? Was he not quoting what God told Eve? Oh, Deuteronomy 22 verse 5. He should not eat there. A man should not put that on that which pertains to a woman. It is an abomination for a woman to put that which pertains to a man and a man to put that which pertains to a woman. Did he say so? The word is pattern. You don't get it. It's pattern. Serpent is speaking. Praise the Lord. He wants to twist the word of God. Twist it. That's why you must study. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When he said that he was quoting Psalm 91. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I know you are hungry. If you say you are a son of God, you have turned these stones to bread. Amen. Doesn't he have the power to turn it? But he quickly told him, I know where you are going because I am hungry. My problem is not just food. For man shall not live by bread alone. But by what? Every word that proceeded from the mouth of the matter. Go back to your Bible. And many of you, the only places you know is Psalm. Psalm 27 is for enemies. Psalm 28 is for friends. Yes, Psalm 23 is for prosperity. Psalm this. Oh, from Psalm 1 to Psalm the end, you know it. Because you came from Sele. You are from Sele and Aladura. Amen. There are other scriptures that can make thee wise unto what? Salvation. He said, study to show thyself approved unto man. Oh, unto who? Unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed. Doing what? Rightly dividing the word of truth. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is how to steer it up. Constantly give time to be with the Lord. Every gift you have, the atmosphere matters. There, you must create an atmosphere that affects that gift. One of it is coming for fellowships like this. Attend prayer meetings in the group, because when you come together, little fire like that, if your fire, they go down, those other little fire, you will catch it from one of them. you will catch it from one of them. That's why he said, don't forsake the gathering together, assembly together of the saints. Because there are benefits in it. There are benefits. Hallelujah. Because if you have the word of knowledge gift, it is when you are in a group that God will ignite that gift to bless the people around. Yes. We come together now. The prophetic gift, the blessing for somebody, it will not happen when you are at home. It is when you are here. Somebody here is praying. God will reveal it to you, something to be done concerning that matter. So the atmosphere you create matters. Create the atmosphere. You don't expect that gift to work. If your gift, God speaks to you through dream, then what was your estate before you went to bed? It matters. It matters. If for any reason you got tired and you just get, you went to sleep. From the day's work, you went to sleep. Watch the dream you have. It's a continuation of the busy schedule of the day. You are continuing your dream. Continue your dream. Continue your dream. Those days I used to love to play basketball so much. So much. Until from the bed I will fall down playing basketball. Physical, fall down. Baga! Fall down. When we're in school. Because it is carryover of the activity of the day. But when you, so when you sleep like that, as soon as you wake up and you have some strength, pray. Take time and pray. Talk to God. Create a spiritual atmosphere before you go to bed to sleep. One thing you must not do is those films that you watch. The type of movie you watch. You didn't do anything spiritual before you went to bed. You were watching one funny thing that they were showing. Then finally from there you sleep off. You will continue. In fact, you will be an actor in that film. You become one of the actors and you continue the film there. But when you also do a spiritual thing, while in that thing, maybe you are hearing a tape. I know of a brother, his own was to play the tapes in those days of William Branham. He will play the tape before he will sleep. He will just play it, then he will sleep off, hearing it. He said when he sleep off, he will continue, he will see Brother Abraham continuing in his dream and giving him messages. Until one day, his landlord came to him. He said, who be that man where you they always listen to for night? The landlord, now which he be? And they warned him that he should stop playing that tape for night. He said they disturb him. Just playing that tape. Chase witches and wizards away. Amen. He created the right atmosphere. Those of you where the, what do you call it? You say demon husband, demon wife. They can't sleep with you for night. Be sincere with yourself. What is it in your heart? It is out of the abundance of the heart. You are only continuing what you are doing in the dream. Every fornicator, you have that to battle with. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And to stir up that gift is to be obedient. Obedient. Once you see the sign that God wants to use you, you know every one of us will have our sign. Immediately respond. And be faithful. Be faithful. We say, go here and do this. Go there and do it. And don't be afraid. Like we read, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given us a spirit of what? boldness. We cannot be afraid of anything. And don't say, I don't know which spirit is talking through me. And if you don't have, you don't know what the spirit that is talking through you, how will you know? Oh yeah, obey it now. Don't be afraid that it will end up being a wrong spirit. A sister one time came to me and said, there is a spirit that talks to me, but I have found out that it is not the spirit of God. I told her, how do you know it is not the spirit of God? He said, if I see what in that spirit, don't carry your eyes, see. He said, one time, the spirit said, go and stand for bus stop. Your husband is coming. Very wicked spirit. She said she goes standing there tonight. Nobody comes and says, sister, how are you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so at least by that she then knew. And so she came for deliverance. And so I joined faith with her, cast that spirit out of her. So why not confirm? Confirm that the gift you have is of God. So that you go, if you have any revelation, go and do the, and the contrary thing happens, you should be humble enough to say, Pastor, the Lord told me that I should go and tell so. I heard it loud and clear. Nobody say, and I mean interpret. It's not interpret, oh. He said it. I should go and meet them. That this person went sick, that he will heal that in relation. I went confidently. Thus said the Lord. The Lord said, your mother will not die. He will rise up. Ah, Pastor, the second day the woman died. If you are sincere, you should be worried. But I heard the voice. Go for deliverance immediately. Go for deliverance. Don't wait. Because especially the gift of the word of knowledge and the prophecy, listen, you are a channel. And Satan can use that channel. And the Holy Ghost can also use that channel. So make sure you block Satan away. Block him away. See. Somebody like me, no demon can deceive me. With any message. No brother, no sister, no matter how highly gifted you are, can deceive me. If not, for the kind of person I am, this church will not have been on by now. Pastor Francis, you know what I mean. This church, for us, Pastor Thomas, you know. This church for no day. When we started this ministry, when we were just about 100 members or so, a renowned prophet in this entire message, very respected in Zaria, in the minister's meeting in Zaria, stood me up before so many people and said, God said he didn't call me to be pastor. Now I should go and I'm close. Okay, I was there with you. We're in that meeting together with Boboye. Boboye was sitting by my side when the man was giving that revelation. Praise the Lord. He said he see the church crack. And God said, I should hand over that church. In fact, if I hand over, it will break. If I don't hand over, sir, it will still break. The church is destined to break. So I asked him again, so who am I to hand over to? He was going to mention, he said, no, the Lord said he will reveal the person to me. Then again, I said, why did God say I should hand over? He said, it is the ministry. Because of the ministry, that's why my business was being affected. Okay. So, I came back. And then, of course, you know, politics will start immediately for those who want to scheme to take over. So, I quickly had to announce and told the church, 1 year after, I went to that same meeting again. I said, hey, you people remember by this time last year we were in this same meeting and our precious brother gave this revelation. I say, first and foremost, is the most confusing prophecy I have ever received. And they almost worship that man. Nobody can talk to him like that. And I'm standing before his disciples. And I'm saying that is the most confusing revelation I have ever received. I said, first and foremost, the prophecy said, it's because of the ministry that my business was suffering. That I should choose between ministry and business. So I have decided to choose ministry. Let the business fold up. I said, secondly, the prophecy said, whether I hand over or I don't hand over, the church will break. I have decided to let the church break in my hand. And thirdly, he said God will reveal to me who I should hand over to. Up to now, God never tell me who I should hand over to. Now, is it this type of man now that you think anybody can just come, thus said the Lord to me? I should speak, that's why I analyze her. Pia, 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 pia. Analyze her. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can go any length to confirm your gift. Pastor, and God knows it. He knows I want to confirm. Because if I confirm that it's a genuine gift, mine, you know I'll give you all the support. Because in a ministry like this, there are people that scheme to be recognized. And anybody that does that, it's not a genuine call. God that call you, you can't even hide. He will bring you out. Especially in a ministry like this, where we recognize them. But when you are the one scheming to come, I don't see you already. Don't see you already. So when we move here, when we were in Mafoluku, everybody became a prophet in Bride Assembly. Oh! If you enter here, now from gate, you're going to jump them. Like select prophets. Everywhere, body in a prophet. I said, how will I do this? Oh, then we got this place. Every Tuesday, we will gather. I said, I have made a mistake. I gave too much prominence to this gift. Now, carnality has entered. I have opportunity now to correct it. Merely we move here. We say no Tuesday counseling. Because that is when all of them gather. Then we are gathering. A sister said, thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord to my servant Moses. Restore the Tuesday counseling. For I want to meet with my people. And look up. She was vibrating and saying it. And she was one of those that were doing it. And she's one of the reasons why I stopped it. And she didn't know. So I said, thank you. One way to catch them is when they give some prophecy, they will now come and then enforce it. If you don't do it, they're going to vex with you. Because they are the ones that manipulate. Praise the Lord. So I had to come again with microphone. Prophet, jam prophet. Abby, you don't talk your own finish. See my own. I will not. Don't say the Lord. Carnality has entered there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you have to be sincere. Amen. I pity pastors that do not have this wisdom and discernment. Amen. Well, quench not the spirit. That's my emphasis. Be faithful. Once he tells you to do something, do it. Do it. Anything he said, do, just do it. Amen. The last one, what you can do to quench the spirit is what we saw in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. Can we read it? Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. Ephesians. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. It means the Holy Spirit can be grieved. That spirit that you have received inside of you can be grieved. What is it to make somebody grieve? Is to make that person feel bad. You can make the Holy Ghost to feel bad. Listen, listen. I didn't say you will make the Holy Spirit to be angry. I am not talking about anger. Anger produces judgment. But grief, you make the person feel bad because he's disappointed. You have disappointed. His expectation concerning you, you are failing him. This is not what I expect. Oh, only if only this person can change. Oh, if only this person can. Oh, this is not the reason why I give this gift. Oh, I didn't give it for you to charge people. I gave you freely. Minister freely. Oh, why is the person doing this with this gift I gave you? You grieve him by that. And how can you say you love somebody and you make the person always sad? Blessed be the name of the Lord. And one way of grieving the Holy Ghost is to be stubborn. Stubbornness. Why do I use the word stubborn? What is this stubborn? Don't do this and you do it. Don't do it like this. You will do it like that. Sit down. You will stand up. Go. You will come. You are stubborn. And when you are stubborn, he feels bad. He's in you. Always remember that the Holy Ghost is not coming from somewhere. Behold, I will be with you, even in you, till the end of the age. I will be in you. When you are there, doing all the nonsense you do in secret. Secret to who? To man or to God? He dwells in you. You're grieving him with the spirit of stubbornness. And so this is the way he put it in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's read it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let me read it from verse 12. This is the way he put it. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meat for the belly and the belly for meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. See where I am going. Now, the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. And the Lord for the body. And God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. Somebody shout, God forbid. Say very loud. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, said he, shall be one flesh. And a harlot is any woman that sleeps with a man that has not married her. Verse 17. But he, let me read that verse 16 again. You see the way he shouted there, what? That is abomination. Know you not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? And some people even go to prostitutes. And it is worse if you're a minister of God. Somebody was giving me a testimony of her testimony from Canada. How that when she was prostituting, there's a particular guy that was always coming to her, disturbing her. But she was a lesbian, so she didn't like men anyway. So any man that come, she would just chop his money. Because she was a lesbian, according to her testimony to me. So now Christ arrested her in a very interesting way. And then one day, went to a program, and then AGO, of the zone there, and the region there in Ghana, was to come, so he couldn't come. Then told one other woman to come. It's a woman program. And a woman of God came and was saying, I'm also here with my husband. And you all know him. And then he is Reverend so. He said, the man came out and she saw that is the man that comes to her every time in the hotel. So she said, she didn't know what she said. She said, ah! She chopped up. And the man saw her. Changed countenance. He said, how are you? And then left immediately. Praise God. Anyway, I have warned our ministers. I say, we should be careful. Be very, very careful. Amen. Be very, very careful. You see, somebody said, one of our prophets said, he was in a hotel, and his phone rang, and he picked the call. Hello? And he was saying, sir, I want to talk with you. Where are you now? Then, because he came to the hotel, he said, I am in so-so-so hotel. I came to see a guest. And when I finish, we can talk. Then the man walked out and came and said, I just wanted to confirm. I saw you here. That's why I made that call. I wanted to know what you are here for. So if you have said, I am somewhere, he's in a hotel, say, I am at home, I'm busy. Then you go, no, say, we get hypocrite minister. Praise the Lord. People are watching us, watching you. Once you declare for Christ, everything you do, they are watching you. They are watching you. They are watching you. Especially those of us when they appear for television. Praise the Lord. Telling you that is the truth. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you go and join yourself with a prostitute. You become one. You know, the Bible is very strong. You become one. For this reason shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall no longer be two, but one. One. People don't understand that oneness. That oneness is everything about you becomes mine. Everything about me becomes yours. We are now joined. If cause they follow you, I have inherited the cause. If they follow me, you have inherited it. If not blessing they follow you, it don't follow me. Praise the Lord. My demon wife, now your demon wife. A demon husband, I'm a demon husband. No, that is the truth. Now imagine now you go to carry a prostitute on the way. Amen. And then you go and join, you sleep with a prostitute. You become one. And so he's saying, how can you take the body of Christ and be joined? The temple of God and be joined with a harlot. With a harlot. She's my girlfriend. Show me girlfriend in the Bible. Show me girlfriend in the Bible. We are hoping to get married. Then let your hope include hoping to be sleeping together after our marriage. Let your hope continue in every area. Why are you not ready to wait until that hope comes to pass? We are hoping to get married. But we just, you know, not only touch with the touch. We know the Bible says don't touch. Don't even touch. Well, I'm telling you, Bible. It's Bible I am reading for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The same thing too, verse 17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. You see, you are joined unto the Lord, you and Christ become one. So that you'll understand why Christ said, I and my Father are one. Why? Because the Father dwells in him. So, if we are also Christians and we have the Holy Ghost, we and Christ will become one. So if you see me, you see Jesus. When demons see me, when I'm speaking, it is Jesus speaking to them. You must reach that level in your Christian life. That is why in verse 18, he said, flee. Somebody shout, flee. Oh, say very well. Touch your neighbor, say, flee. He didn't say run. He said, flee. He didn't say run. Run is amen. Run is steps quickened. Okay? That is run. Steps quickened. And run, you can look back. You can stop. But flee is for your life. Life is involved. So, because life is involved, if now the enemies of escape, Joseph escaped through the window. Flee, because life is involved. So many of our problems that we have is from sexual sin. That is the means by which Satan destroys people more than any other means on earth here. Your glory, everything you have concerning your life, your future, is first determined in the spirit. And Satan knows how to deal with it. And people must get their lives by momentary period of pleasure. You destroy your future. You should have been better than what you are now, man and woman. But it is the life that you lived, and some of you still live it now, that's rendered us to where we are today. We can't move anywhere. Demons are there threatening you, because they know who you are. Fornication. He said, flee fornication. And he said, every sin, take note of that verse if you have not underlined it. Every sin that a man doeth is outside the body. It's without the body. Amen. But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. Every other sin you commit does not affect your body. It's only fornication that affects your body. And your body is the temple of God. What? Verse 19. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? When you have the Holy Ghost, you are no more your own. Somebody owes you. The Holy Ghost owes you. Why? Verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. As a man cannot tolerate his wife meeting with another man. Why? The claim is the bride price he has paid. So also, Christ will not tolerate any of his children fornicating and defiling the temple that he purchased with his own blood on the cross on Calvary. Flee fornication. You are destroying your soul without knowing it. You limit yourself. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Ha! Meditate on that. If you truly have the Holy Ghost, if you defile that temple, he said, God will destroy you. Ha! 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 Could that be the reason why your deliverance has refused to be complete? Would that be the reason why your condition has refused to change? You're having problem with God. I advise you, look back again and see the useless life you have gone through after you gave your life to Christ. And it's a merciful God. And go back and ask for mercy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because one thing he does is that he will take your joy away from you. And so, David in Psalm 51 was saying, restore to me the joy of your salvation. There is a joy you have when you get saved. But when you defile yourself through any means, not just fornication, there are things that defile this body. Not only fornication. It's not what comes in that defiles you, but what goes out. Hey! You see, brother, it is not what goes in that defiles you, but what goes out when you fornicate. What goes out? Lies goes out from you. Hatred goes out from you. And all the nonsense that we do, it goes out, proceed from us. If any man defile the temple of God. Can I see the temple of God here? How many? If you have the Holy Ghost, you are the temple of God. Don't defile that temple. Turn and tell your neighbor, don't defile that temple. That's why you become powerless. That's why the things you say with your mouth. That's why no life again in your mouth. You pray, nothing will happen. You cast out devil, you will shout from morning till night like the prophets of Baal. Nothing will happen. Why? Virtue has left you. Nothing, your mouth is defiled. When you pray, demons will be laughing at you. There are some people, when they pray, demons will look at you. If God answer your way, go answer my own too. Me and you will be demons. Because he knows what you are doing. God cannot be mocked. He knows, he sees everything. It's the all-seeing eye that watches our going in and our coming out. Until you have that revelation, you will be afraid of men and be living a hypocritical life. And meanwhile, you are far from God, but men are thinking you are holy. But yet in your secret, you know the dirty, filthy life you live. There are so many people here that are caged. Caged here, caged. Caged. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If there be anybody that has lost the joy of salvation through this careless living, after this program, God has restored you. He said, quench not the spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Are we there? Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards. This is a requirement, God's standard, that a man be found faithful. Tell your neighbor, be faithful. Be faithful. The word faithfulness, it connotes steadfastness in any situation, in your service. Under any condition, under any situation, under any condition, I will do what God expects me to do. That's the meaning of being faithful. Whether I am hungry or not, it's very easy to miss it. Very, very easy to miss it. In this materialistically minded world now, very easy, very easy, very easy. When we start ministry, when we in this church, when we started ministry, Boboye, 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 you were part of that fire. You were part of that fire. Quench not the spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Boboye, we come to church on Friday and we not go back till Monday. Fasting throughout. And when that man stood you up and give you any message with his grammar, you better take it seriously. When this ministry started, you cannot commit sin and come to church. You can't. when we started this church. You can't commit fornication and come. You can't, you know, abuse your husband and come. Before you step in, they will pick it up. Pick it up, call your name. Go back and ask your husband to forgive you before I accept your worship. Angel will stand by offering box. You are bringing yeye money, he will fling you with anger. Fellowship was sweet, sweet, sweet. Nobody was thinking of money. Oh, ministers, after service, we will wait. Nobody went home before 10 p.m., ministers. Anybody that had case, we will gather in my office. And everyone that entered, there will be solution. And they will come in one by one, one by one. One by one. Ah! Quench not the spirit. As stewards of the mysteries of God, we are required to be faithful. Colossians chapter 3, verse 22. Let's read Colossians chapter 3, verse 22 to 25. Can we read it? Servants, this is as it applies to your physical servant, master. That is how it applies to our spiritual master, the Lord Jesus. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service. As men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord, you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Finally, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he had done, and there is no respect of persons. No respect of persons. And finally, Romans chapter 8. And I read it from verse 1. And I'll read it up to verse 17. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Who are they? Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. You must be walking after the spirit, not after the flesh. Praise the Lord. Verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot, and I add, can never please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be, that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear that you but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry what? Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And the church will say, so tell your neighbor, quench not the spirit. Tell five people around you, in front of you, behind you, tap somebody and say it. Quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. May we rise now.